We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter. His reports are powered by Scheiben Jewelers. Mr. Daryl, how are you, buddy?
Good, guys. How are you?
Good. Daryl. Are you over at Progressive Field?
Yes, I am checking my radar app as we speak to see if they're even going to play this game tonight.
Yeah.
Tarp is on the field, and the ground screw, normally what they'll do when they're trying to squeeze them in, they'll prep the field and then put the tarp back on it, and they haven't even prepped the field. So we'll see. And I'm already hearing rumblings about if it does get rained out, about plans being in place for tomorrow to play a doubleheader. And from what I understand, it would be a split doubleheader. That's, again, assuming it gets washed out tonight.
Well, okay, if anything comes across while we're on the air with you, be sure to pass that along, which I'm sure you will do. All right, let's go back to Deshaun Watson here. The disciplinary hearing is over. Sue Robinson has retreated to wherever she goes to make her decision. And is there anything you heard over the 3 days that made you think one way or the other, good or bad, in terms of Deshaun Watson that maybe you weren't thinking heading into the hearing?
No, I mean, look, I think that either nothing would surprise me in the ruling. I would say that obviously there's an effort being made in defense of Watson and against any potential punishment in the court of public opinion out there to really push for that. But it wouldn't surprise me if he didn't get suspended. It wouldn't surprise me if he got 4 games, 6 games, 8 games, or didn't play this year. That's just kind of where I'm at with this thing. I just think that it's so wide ranging. I don't think anyone really has any idea what Sue Robinson is going to recommend. Briefs will be filed sometime next week, at the latest the following week. I really think we could go possibly to the week of the final week of July when training camp starts. I think we could get into that week and still potentially be waiting for some sort of a ruling or resolution to this. It's too hard right now to, with any semblance of honesty, say, yeah, this is what's going to happen with Deshaun Watson, because frankly, I don't think anyone knows.
Yeah, what do the Browns do in the meantime in terms of preparing for the season? Certainly at the quarterback position, they're handcuffed a little bit here, right? In terms of, obviously there's nothing on the field going on right now,
right?
But as they try to prepare for the season, if they wanted to make a move at the quarterback position to bring in somebody else, like, all this is up in the air.
Yeah. Well, I don't see them making a move. I think they've already made the moves, Dustin. I mean, they brought in Jacoby Brissett to be the number two. They added Josh Dobbs to be the number three. Obviously if Watson's not available, then both of those players elevate, right? So I don't know that they are intending to make an additional move when it comes to potential negative outcomes with the NFL and Deshaun Watson. I think that as far as the team approach, to your point, right, that they have to pivot and shift gears. Well, one thing Kevin Stefanski has shown us his first 2 years is he's pretty good at adapting at the drop of a hat to something that happens, right? He's very good at, as he likes to say, pivoting. So any discipline that might come down, the approach is pretty much the same like they'd have with Josh Gordon or any other player that'd be suspended. You treat it like an injury. That, hey, you know what? You got hurt in training camp, and so we just, prepare who we have available. And I think that that's how the Browns would approach mentally as an organization to any potential suspension.
Daryl Ryder joining us on the hotline. Daryl, there are obviously other things going on. Like, I mean, it seems like this is it, but you know, you've got other issues that Andrew Berry, I'm sure, is very cognizant of. And one of those that we've talked about over the last, you know, few days or so has been Kareem Hunt.
Right.
And, you know, Kareem Hunt's a guy that, I mean, incredible story. The fact that, you know, he's turned everything around, his life around, first and foremost that. Northeast Ohio native. We know how talented he is when he's healthy. But in terms of finding, you know, he says he would love to stay here. He also wants to get paid, as you would expect one to say. Do you think this is just a luxury that the Browns cannot afford in terms of being able to have Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt for the foreseeable future?
Yeah, well, I mean, right now it'd be fiscally irresponsible to give him a contract extension. I mean, they've drafted two running backs in the last couple of years, in addition to having Chubb and Hunt on the roster. So I think it's a luxury they can't afford from a long-term perspective. Right now, there's no reason to give him a contract extension, at least right now. I don't think that there's any sense of urgency on the Browns' part. Obviously, Kareem and his representation are trying to drive the conversation and try and get Andrew Berry potentially to move on a potential extension. But I don't think Andrew Berry is even thinking about it right now, to be perfectly honest with you. Again, they spent a couple of draft picks to bring in two additional running backs. They got five running backs on the roster right now. So just the way this team is built now, I don't know that it fiscally makes a lot of sense to do it. I certainly understand the value of Kareem Hunt and how good of a player that he is, and whatnot. But yeah, I don't know that right now is the right time to do a contract extension for him.
Daryl, with the looming suspension for Watson, don't know how long it's going to be. Don't even actually know it's for sure going to be a suspension, but I'm assuming there's going to be some games missed. Okay. During that time period, do you think this offense kind of reverts back to what it was last year, or even not really? Like they threw a ton last year, but I actually mean when it was a lot of 12, 13 personnel groupings and running the football. My point is, do we see Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb being used more in this offense with Watson out?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's fair that you're not going to expect that Jacoby Brissett is going to be able to do with his feet what Watson is able to do with his feet, and therefore you would lean more heavily on not only Chubb and Hunt, but Njoku. And so, yeah, I mean, I see what you're saying there. I just don't think that I don't think with them cutting Austin Hooper this offseason, them not going out and bringing in another significant player at that spot, I don't know that the 13 personnel thing is going to continue. I think that Kevin Stefanski has kind of already made that adjustment with the playbook to go away from those three tight end sets.
Daryl, you mentioned Coach Stefanski, and obviously – you know, I know what the company line has to be, and everyone's line has to be is, hey, we're getting ready for training camp and the season. But, I mean, realistically right now, start of July, training camp the end of the month, do you think he's prepared? Like, is there anything he's doing differently as far as, like, a contingency-type plan? Or is it just, hey, this is business as usual until I find out otherwise as it relates to training camp coming up?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think he's got a plan A and a plan B ready to go. He's not going to say that publicly because he can't say it publicly, but he's the smart man. He knows, right? I mean, the day they made the trade, we all knew, right, about what could happen. So I really think that Kevin Stefanski is smart enough to have plan A ready if there is no discipline, and have plan B ready to go if the NFL says that number four is not eligible for participation.
Daryl, the Baker Mayfield saga doesn't seem to have any answers or any resolution anytime soon.
Right.
When do you think this, you know, trade with, either Carolina or Seattle happens?
The day Deshaun gets suspended.
Think they're holding on to him for a reason?
No, but that's just my cynical view of the situation. Like, I could totally see them. Hey, Deshaun Watson's been suspended for X games. Statement from the NFL. Oh, by the way, we have traded Baker Mayfield to insert destination here. It wouldn't shock me. I'm not saying that they're holding on to him for that purpose, but I could definitely see the news cycle playing out that way, because that's how news cycles tend to play out. But especially when it comes to the Browns. But yeah, I mean, closer to training camp just seems more realistic, because the closer you get to training camp, as you know, Dustin, the sense of urgency to get him in. Look, I thought there was a sense of urgency to get him in for minicamp. And that's why I had circled mid-June on my calendar as the potential for a Baker Mayfield trade. But that never materialized. But you get to training camp, and if you want Baker Mayfield to be your starting quarterback, and I think that that's what why Andrew Berry is holding on to him, to kind of maybe create a little competition between Seattle and Carolina. And hey, if you want him to be a starter, you're going to have to pay X dollars of the salary. We're willing to kick in some, but you know, you're acquiring him to be a starter. So if you're acquiring him to be a starter, why should the Cleveland Browns give you a discount on a starting quarterback salary? And plus, even at $18.8 million, that's still a bargain for a starting quarterback in the NFL. So, but yeah, I think that week of training camp beginning, circle that on your calendars as a potential time window for a Baker Mayfield trade, because that urgency really, really gets dialed up, especially if Carolina or Seattle or another team wants Baker or feels like Baker will come in and start games for them.
Darryl, got one more for you, and I don't think there's much of an update here. I know he just recently had a camp. Obviously, he had, his foot in a boot, but Denzel Ward, are we still thinking that everything's going to be A-OK for training camp, or are we hearing anything at all on that injury?
Well, it's 6 weeks between when he got hurt and training camp, so that seems to line up with if he does miss any time, it's not going to be too long. So he'll be fine for the regular season. I don't think there's any question there. But again, like I said, 6 weeks between when he got hurt in minicamp versus the start of training camp, that's plenty of time for that foot to heal up and be okay.
Darryl, good stuff as always, man. We appreciate the time. Enjoy your holiday weekend. We will talk to you next week, possibly some resolution, possibly not, on Deshaun Watson. Very latest from Progressive Field. What do we got going on over there?
Right now, tarp's still on, and we are waiting for the rain to start to fall. In fact, I don't even know if the rain has started falling, because I had to leave the press box, so I can't see the field right now. But I anticipate the rain is close. Let's just say that.
Darryl, take cover. We want you to be safe, obviously, and wearing many hats, as always. We appreciate it. Thank you, Darryl.
You bet, guys. Have a great holiday weekend.
All right, you too.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.